Welcome to the Building BN podcast, where we take an inside look at Bloomington Normal economic development with industry pros, local businesses, and community partners. Hosted by your BN EDC. To get things started, we always like to get the background of our guest today in studio in Uptown Normal. We have the new, is it Dean of Engineering? Is that the right title?
That's correct.
Holy cow. And it's for a engineering school that is yet to exist, or it does exist?
Well, we exist on paper.
On paper.
Our first incoming class will be the fall of 2025.
Very nice. So we have Tom Kaiser. And if you could tell us a little bit about your background and I guess how you ended up here in Bloomington Normal.
Yeah. Most recently, I was the Dean of Engineering and Technology at the Oregon Institute of Technology in Klamath Falls, Oregon. And I one day got a call from a recruiter wondering why I was ignoring their emails. And from there, I looked at the position that was here and realized I shouldn't have been ignoring those emails. And one thing led to another, and here I am.
Nice. And so you're, I mean, how does one become a Dean of Engineering?
Well, before I was Dean in Oregon, I was a department chair for 12 years in Massachusetts. And before that, I was a faculty member at that same institution, and before that at Ohio University.
Okay.
So sort of climbed the traditional academic ranks to get here.
It's well-traveled then. So you started off in, so I guess where are you from then originally?
I'm originally from Los Alamos, New Mexico.
New Mexico. Okay. Yeah. So New Mexico to Ohio to Massachusetts, then to Oregon, and now back to the Midwest.
Correct.
Okay. Very nice. This is always a fun one, but what is a unique personal fact about yourself?
So my daughters tell me I really only have one interesting fact about me. So I'll use the in college, in order to make money, I was could best be termed as a local roadie. So when bands would come into town, their roadies would need people to do roadie work, and that was me.
Nice.
And so concerts, almost anybody from the 1980s, I indirectly worked for them.
Okay. And that was in New Mexico?
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. And you did mention off air. Yeah, you have the name drop here. So what were some of the...
So I've worked for Rick Springfield and Diana Ross and Prince and you name them.
Yep. That is definitely a fun fact. So I did hear you speak at our morning Rotary, and you have a really unique role at the organization there at ISU about what you're trying to do. And I almost likened it to, this would be way oversimplification, but if you're trying to get a liquor license in a brewery, you have to build the entire thing first before you can actually get your license. So is that similar to what you guys are going through right now?
Yeah, so in order to graduate students that are graduating from an accredited engineering program, and the reason why that's important is if they ever want to become professional engineers in the state of Illinois, they need to graduate from a program that's accredited by ABET, which is our engineering accreditation board internationally. I need to have a graduate, so that's 4 years from the time students enter.
Okay.
And then we're 2 years away from having students enter. So right now we're at the build stage. When we do have our first graduate and we're successful, and I have no doubt that we'll work hard and we'll be successful at getting that ABET accreditation, all the students will be grandfathered in, and so they will graduate from accredited program. But right now we're just at the stage of I've hired one department chair. I'm working on the other. Should have some news shortly about that. After that, we'll hire an administrative assistant or maybe somebody with a little bit more skills. And then off we go, recruiting faculty. The new building, or the John Green building, is being renovated, and working with the architects, developing curriculum, recruiting faculty, and building it from the ground up, which is what attracted me to the position.
Yeah, it sounds like, I don't want to say once in a lifetime opportunity, but it's not often you get to create your own program.
Yeah, there's been opportunities where that's come out of another college, but not one from the ground up. So this is very unique.
Well, we're glad to have you, and we always hear about the need for engineers. And one of the first things that always gets brought up, being so close to our friends over in Champaign, is that the U of I has a program like that. But it's our understanding that not a lot of those graduates stick around. And so for us, we're hoping this is an opportunity we can actually keep some of the engineers here, not just in Illinois, but in Central Illinois.
Yeah, it's I've heard the same thing, and I've you know, part of my initial job is going out and meeting employers, and so I was just doing some email with the department, Secretary of Transportation for Illinois, and they're desperate for engineers. In fact, I think they even have a financial incentive to pay back tuition if you work for them for a certain number of years.
Good to know.
But I've met with the Army Research Lab in Champaign. I'm going out to meet and go to an event with Mitri, which is in East St. Louis. They're opening a new facility. I've met with a variety of people from in town, Precision Planting, and they're all very desperate and very excited to have engineering. So although
for sure.
University of Illinois is large and produces a very good quality product, there's a need for more engineers.
Definitely. And for us here at the EDC, there's a lot of initiatives we work on. One of them is, of course, the BN STEM program, and that's just trying to get some of the younger generation interested in some of these fields. And engineering, you know, always comes to mind. We hear that from a lot of our employers as well. So the same conversations that you're having is sort of the science, technology, engineering, and math students. We're just not producing enough of them, I think, for some of these jobs. So again, great to have this here on campus. So as far as it impacts the economy, I mean, it is workforce is an issue. We were kind of talking a little bit off air about the housing shortage that we have now, thanks to the boom at Rivian and also some things going on with Brandt and then Ferrero as well. And I believe that in your past that you had been involved in some economic development activity. So you could talk a little bit about that.
I have. I was brought in with the Klamath Falls Economic Development Board. So when companies would come to the area and interested in starting a plant or whether a server farm or a manufacturing facility, whatever, they would always be interested in what kind of higher education opportunities was there. And so often they were interested in engineering, and I would be available to answer their questions and tell them, you know, what we were about.
Nice. And that's something that we also do here. We call those familiarization tours or FAM tours. Mm-hmm. If we're lucky enough to get them here, I think over the past 3 weeks, we've had close to 9 RFPs, so requests for proposals, every single one manufacturing.
Okay.
It seemed for a while there was a lot of distribution that was looking at our area thanks to the road access and the rail that we have, but recently manufacturing's on the rise, and yeah, the engineering request is always on there. So whenever we do get lucky enough to have them back in town, you know, glad to have you here, and hopefully have you join us with our community colleges and the high schools, because it is the number one thing right now. One, they want to know if you have a building. And I don't know a lot of people that have a building that's large enough to meet some of these needs. We all have land. Now, if that land has infrastructure, is another story. But right after that, it's where are the workers?
Right.
And it's been our biggest selling point of having not just one university. Illinois State's awesome because I'm an alum. Then also my daughter goes there. But then also having Wesleyan in town and the community college, it's been a pretty easy sale to get second looks because you have almost the end of a pipeline right here. For those future workers. So we'll definitely tap into that. Now this one could be a little bit harder since you are new to town. How long have you been in town?
About 6 weeks.
6 weeks, okay. So you don't know all the spots yet. But is there, I mean, from your 6 weeks here, do you have like a favorite restaurant you've gone to so far? Anything you like about the area?
I've enjoyed the pizza of the area.
Okay.
It's more, it's just more flavor and more unique combinations, I think.
That's a good testimony coming from you. So you were from Oregon. I don't know what kind of pizza they have up there.
I'll just call standard pizza. I'll avoid the word bland.
Yeah.
But yeah.
We definitely have a lot of flavor. So is there different, because there are different styles here. There's Chicago style, which is the deep dish. Do you like thin crust, deep dish?
You know, either one is fine with me.
Okay.
I just find the combination of things they put with the sausage on the pizza here quite tasty.
Yes, there is. There's some unique ones. One of our favorite is actually at this little neighborhood restaurant. It's called Parkview Inn over by the zoo, but okay. They have a jalapeno popper pizza.
I'll have to go look. I live about 3 blocks from there.
Okay. Yeah. So, we're in that area, too. We're back there in the den. It's a great little run over there, have a nice adult beverage after work, and pick up one of those pizzas. We really, really enjoy those. The last one that's on this list with your experience, why does economic development matter?
You know, there's a lot of reasons why. I mean, it's employment for the area. It's the area. If growth is a goal of the area, then, you know, economic development's critical. And you talk about manufacturing jobs. And, one of my degrees is in industrial engineering. And one of the things we learned is that for every manufacturing job, it produces 5, 6, 7, 8 other jobs, depending upon what study you read. So attracting a company that does things like that really is a boom for the area.
For sure. And yeah, you're reiterating what we use for our implant modeling software that will show an economic impact. It will say that you've got your direct jobs, the people that work at the factory, the indirect jobs, which are hopefully the suppliers of it, and then also the induced jobs, which are the people that make our pizza for anyone that works there.
Absolutely.
And that ripple effect keeps going, usually has a bigger one for the manufacturers because there are so many parts and pieces that come in and out of there. So that is an excellent summary. I know there's anything else you wanted to cover while we had you?
Not really. I'm happy to talk about the university. It's a really nice place. It's a unique place. A lot of people sort of with a very focus of making the university better. When I interviewed here, the positiveness of the faculty and the mm-hmm. students and the administration really make it a great place to work. I think I'm speaking at Kiwanis in a couple weeks. I've spoken at Rotary, and I'm glad to get the word out about Illinois State Engineering at whatever avenue I can.
For sure. Yeah, no, Illinois State is amazing. We are neighbors, so it's fun for me to look out and see my old dorm there at Manchester. And now the knowing that my daughter goes there, she just finished up her sophomore year.
Okay.
But there's a definite vibe about Uptown Normal. I don't know if it's being with the students or that creativity that goes with it, but that is a major selling point for our community and our new Life Multiplied community branding campaign. And that I don't know a lot of people realize, you know, we have a lot of friends and alumni that are up in Chicagoland, and they come down here and they see what's changed since the 90s. It didn't always look like this.
Okay.
But the housing, the cost of food, everything is about half of there. So we try to play off of that math equation that your dollar goes a lot further down here,
yeah.
Which is that life multiplied effect. But no, appreciate having you on. Looking forward to future partnerships and checking in as this, you know, your new School of Engineering is built.
Fantastic. Thank you for having me.
Thanks.
Tune in next week as we continue to take an inside look at Bloomington Normal's economic development with industry pros, local businesses, and community partners, and learn more about our BN Advantage.